I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Fraternal Order of Police President John McNesby says he's been trying to work with the city while it works out the kinks in the system. Underpayments, overpayments, union dues not withheld, tax rates off. But last week, members got the annual reimbursement check for their uniforms, and some had federal withholding taxes of 40%.
People count on that for different expenses for their families, for tuition, for college, for different family things, and, you know, they didn't get it.
That's when he decided to sue. Two other municipal unions considered suits over the issue but decided to work with the city instead, though Eric Hill of Local 159 says it's not completely off the table.
The city has made significant changes and rectifications to the payroll problems, but the draft of the lawsuit is still there.
The creation of the new system started under former Mayor Nutter and cost $40 million. Mayor Kenney's chief of staff, Jim Engler, says the city's doing all it can to make it work.
We go through issues that come up and we try and resolve them as quickly as we can to make sure employees are getting paid what they're due as quickly as possible.
Engler believes the city is making steady progress. Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.